from London, BBC Caribbean Report.
The OAS General Assembly in Peru is set to hear Trinidad and Tobago's concerns over its fishing dispute with Venezuela. In Jamaica, a police shooting described as accidental sparks widespread protest and looting in a quiet western town. And Britain considers a new policy to help Montserrat's ravaged economy. I'm Carol Orr, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. Trinidad and Tobago's conflict with Venezuela over mutual fishing territories is to be presented at the OAS General Assembly being held in Peru next week. Trinidad and Tobago's Foreign Minister Ralph Mirage told Caribbean Report it will not be a complaint but a register of the Twin Republic's concerns. He expects that by the end of the General Assembly meeting in Lima, Venezuela will agree to sign a new maritime agreement aimed at ending recent clashes between fishermen and coast guards. Today I asked Mr. Mirage if this means both sides have conceded failure at resolving the conflict for themselves.
It seems that way. It seems that way at this point in time. We have not been able to successfully solve the problem, and we feel that the time has come to inform our hemispheric friends, the mutual hemispheric friends that we have, of the problems that we are facing.
In a roundabout kind of way, Mr. Mirage, are you not saying that you're hoping that the American states will put pressure on Venezuela?
Well, no, I am not lodging a formal complaint at all. I'm just informing our mutual friends in the neighborhood of what is taking place.